Gets warmer, it's time to start thinking about outdoor activities, like enjoying more music outdoors. Dr. Pepper Park, South Jefferson Street, getting it going next month with several special events and live music, including the Rockers Tesla, June 7th. Or maybe the music of Prince is more your cup of tea. Well, in that case, maybe you'll like the tribute band Dean Ford and the Beautiful Ones on May the 10th at Dr. Pepper Park. So here's a little bit of that band. Wayne Ed Anderson, the president of Dr. Pepper Park, joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Morano and me live in studio to talk about the 2019 season at the park. Wayne, always nice to see you. Welcome back. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. I can hardly see you over all the equipment.
Better that way.
I'm not tall enough.
Well, Waynette, as we get started here, things will kick off April 27th, the new Star City Cornhole Tournament, with the Star City Cornhole Tournament. That tournament actually set a Guinness World Book record 2 years ago for the largest team tournament ever. If you would, Waynette, kick us off. Talk about this year's Cornhole Tournament.
Yeah, we're very excited. This is our third annual Star City Cornhole Tournament. And we've got some exciting packages this year. Like, you can buy a VIP Plus package. And what that means is you have on-site parking, and then you have somebody that will come by and wait on you and get you food and beverages throughout the tournament, so you don't have to worry about, you know, losing your game face. You can stay in it. So that's pretty cool. And, of course, Toby Smith is a professional cornhole tournament player and director, and he's running the tournament for us, so we're excited about that.
And what's the name of his group?
It's Star City Cornhole, so okay. We just call it Star City Cornhole Tournament.
Greg Roberts had him on once, and he had a video. He made like 46 cornholes in a row or something at one point, and he likes to hit it early and slide it up into the hole, so he instead of trying to plunk right into the hole, I mean, so...
They're serious. They're very serious. And his wife is an excellent, Lauren is an excellent cornhole player as well. And they're both just so humble and kind. So we love them.
Talking with Wayne Ann Anderson from Dr. Pepper Park. One of the big things, Wayne Ann, every year has been the Flashback Friday tribute band concerts. A few new entries this year. We heard Dean Ford and the Beautiful Ones on May 10th are celebrating the music of Prince. Are they new? Have they been there before?
Yeah, they're new. And actually a little bit outside of the box from the genre that we typically attract. So I think it's going to bring a lot of new people. But then our Flashback family, we call them, because they come to all the shows. They're really excited about it, too, because Prince is such a well-respected musician, songwriter, musical genius. So it was very difficult for me as a Prince fan to find the perfect Prince tribute. So a lot of them, I was just like, no. But when I found Dean Ford and the Beautiful Ones, I was like, that's it. Like, I've got to have them. Because he really is a total package. He sings like him, dances like him, looks like him. And, most importantly to me, plays the guitar like him.
Right. So. And Prince, and I actually saw Prince in Greensboro maybe 7-8 years ago, a few years before, and he was 50 at the time, and he was energetic and fantastic then. And he could really play guitar. Jimi Hendrix is one of his idols and all that. So he's a rocker, too.
Yeah, just effortless. And I think anybody that appreciates music appreciates Prince. So that's cool.
And that's May 10th. That's on a Friday. And then the Led Zeppelin tribute band, Zoso, August 9th. Are they new? Have they been there before?
They've actually, when we started the series for 2 years, it was called Throwback Thursdays. Okay. We moved it to Friday. Of course, our attendance increased a lot. So now these concerts are bringing in anywhere from 1,200 to 2,400 people per show. So we're really, really proud of that. But Zoso was one of our initial entries, and they have become so popular that it's been difficult to get them back. I mean, if you look at their schedule online, they are playing every single night of the week. So it was tough to get them in on our schedule this year. But people are just going to be amazed. It's just like seeing Led Zeppelin, so, which is tough to do. So
as long as they play Kashmir, I'm good. So,
yeah,
you know.
They will.
Talking with Wayne Anderson of Dr. Pepper Park, the president. And before we just talk about some of the other bands, talk about Dr. Pepper Park. This is how many years now you've been doing this?
This will be our fifth season, and we were really excited. Last year, we were voted the number one live music venue, which was an online voting deal with WSLS viewers, and we were really excited about that. There were so many venues that were nominated. And we won with an overwhelming 40% of the vote. So we're very proud of that and very appreciative of the community's support.
And it's not anything like Elmwood Park Amphitheater is the setting. It's in an old industrial park.
Yeah.
And it sort of has that little bit of a gritty feel. You got the river right there. You got your beer booth set up, but it's like a whole different feel. It's sort of has its own character.
It does, and people tell us, and I agree that it feels like you're not in town anymore, like you're on vacation, because it's sort of tucked back in there, you know, nestled right there on the river. And of course, you know, when it gets dark, we're right at the base of the Mill Mountain, and so the Mill Mountain Star is illuminated, and it's quite beautiful. It's a different experience, and we find that when people come to Dr. Pepper Park, they keep coming. They're like, what have I been waiting for? So I guess my question this morning is, what are you all waiting for? You know, come on out to Dr. Pepper Park starting in April.
I'm just wondering, you've been doing this now for 5 years. What's been, and since you hatched this thing, what's been the biggest thing you learned managing something like a venue like Dr. Pepper Park? What's been the biggest thing you've learned over the years?
It's hard. It's really hard. You know, I've learned so much, and you know, there were so many things I hadn't done before, because we, you know, had Sponsor Hounds. I opened that 14 years ago.
And you were here eons ago.
Yeah. So right after I left working for Wheeler Broadcasting, I started my own company. And, you know, that was a learning curve. And, of course, we were producing events at other venues. So there were a lot of things that we didn't have to facilitate. So then when we built the venue, it was just like a whole separate type of business. It's really provided a lot of personal growth and a lot of enjoyment.
We're talking with Waynette Anderson, Dr. Pepper Park. Before I throw it back to Joey, another question. There's always a, quote, real band or two every year that shows up at the park. Mm-hmm. Talk about bringing in Tesla on June 7th. They've been around a long time. Are you excited about Tesla?
So excited. I'm just like out of my skin excited. And, you know, the people that support Dr. Pepper Park, this is the music that they know and love and that they're not getting in the Roanoke Valley. So we're excited to fill that niche and, you know, bring in, you know, musical interests that appeal to everyone here in the Valley. I saw Tesla back in 1987. They opened for Def Leppard on the Hysteria Tour. And then I saw them the past 2 years open for Def Leppard. And I have to say, I'm a huge Def Leppard fan. Mm-hmm. And I was actually like, oh, man, that's all they're going to play? Because Tesla was just better than they were in the 80s. And I was like, I need more Tesla in my life, you know. So we're bringing them. And, you know, they're all original members, well-respected, hit after hit after hit. So, you know, everybody wants to make sure to come to that.
And that's June 7th.
Yeah.
8:52, we are visiting with Waynette Anderson this morning. She's the president of Dr. Pepper Park. We're talking about all the bands lined up and ready to go, beginning with a new 2019 season here in April. Now, Waynette, a couple of favorites are back. Fleetwood Mac Tribute Rumors, July 12th. Awesome. Wildflowers, the Tom Petty Tribute Band. That's September 13th. Waynette, these shows here have drawn some big crowds in the past. It's about as close to the real thing as you can get, almost.
Yeah, they look like them, sound like them, act like them. And, of course, they're emulating the artist at the height of their career. So, you know, it's not, even if they're still artists that are still touring, you know, it's just a totally different experience because the bands are younger and, you know, they're really on it. So everyone just looks at me in amazement at the end of the show. These guys are great. You know, they don't want to let them go. So we bring back a lot of the favorites. Next year, we're probably going to do 2 Flashback Fridays each month. And we'll have a Flashback Fridays Revisited for the artists that have been through Dr. Pepper Park before. And then we'll have a new one that will feature new tribute artists they hadn't seen before. But for this year, you know, we've got some that they haven't seen and some that they have seen. And actually, the Rumors act that we're bringing in is from California. Mm-hmm. The one that's been there the past 3 years has been from Atlanta.
Oh, so it's a different...
Different.
Okay.
Yeah. The group from Atlanta wasn't able to make it because of their touring schedule. And so it's weird that they're both the same name, but this Rumors actually had the name before the group out of Atlanta. But they're based out of LA. They actually wrote and star in a musical that they do everything. It's called The Life and Times of Fleetwood Mac. They're not going to be doing the acting component at Dr. Pepper Park, just the music. But they're brilliant. And, you know, they've really everybody. They're all really professional musicians, and no one will be disappointed. They're awesome.
Fleetwood Mac has a long history. They were around 50 years. They went through a couple incarnations. Mm-hmm. Peter Green, Bob Welch, Lindsey Buckingham just left the band. Christine McVie was gone for 16 years. So that should be interesting, a new wrinkle. Of course, Tom Petty doesn't tour anymore, and it was interesting. I know we talked about this last year, but the Wildflowers tribute band was at Dr. Pepper Park like 2 weeks after Tom Petty died. It was very poignant.
It was, and it was that was their first performance actually after after his untimely death, and it was really special. I don't think there was a dry eye in the house. Everybody was really touched.
I was
and,
there.
Yeah, they thank you very much. I know you come to Dr. Pepper Park, and we appreciate that.
A couple others. Let's not forget Pandora's Box. That's an Aerosmith tribute, June 14th, and the always popular Kiss America, October 11th. Have both of those been at Dr. Pepper Park before?
They have.
Okay.
And Aerosmith, again, they were at Pandora's Box. They were involved in the Throwback Thursdays when our attendance wasn't as high as it is now. But the lead singer, it's been difficult to get them back because the lead singer, Nathan, is actually now the front man for Lynch Mob, George Lynch's band. He was the original guitarist for Dawkins. So he opened, he's got his own band, branched off Lynch Mob. So now he's in the national realm. So it's difficult to get Nathan to tour again with Pandora's Box. But when he goes out in public, he looks so much like a young Steven Tyler, like people approach him, ask for his autograph. But he's an incredible performer and singer.
And I think, isn't it true that the Kiss America, when they come in, that people will come dressed up as their favorite Kiss character sometimes?
Oh, yeah. I love the Kiss Army. I mean, they line up at the front gate, adult and kids all dressed up and their Kiss garb. And they go right to the front of the stage and they sit right in front of the stage. And that's so refreshing because a lot of times people come in and they're just kind of, it's like church. They sit like halfway back, you know, and then they're like, okay, you know, they start feeling the music and then they slowly start moving up. And I'm like, you know what, just get up here, like have fun from the very beginning. And that's what, you know, Kiss is all about.
Mm-hmm. I wind up at front a lot of times when I go. So talk to Waynette Anderson, Dr. Pepper Park, before we let you go, talk about Wing Fest. That's also back. That's a competition between local restaurants, a juried competition for their wings, and also there's a People's Choice Award August 24th. That's always a big favorite.
Yes, that's actually Roanoke's largest one-day food festival. Last year, we set a record for our attendance with that event. This year, believe it or not, we celebrate our 10-year anniversary for the Roanoke Wing Fest. So we're going all out. We're bringing in the Bridges Band, The Works. We're introducing a new thing this year, an eating contest. We have already started the preliminary rounds. So the next one to qualify is at Chicken Fry on March 27th at 7 p.m. And those preliminary contestant winners will go on to compete in the Roanoke Wing Fest. And we'll have some additional big announcements about that festival soon.
And also about a national act, which you can't talk about. You're working on something big.
I wanted to tell you this morning, but I can't tell you. Okay. Maybe this afternoon I can tell you. But yeah. I know.
Got to wrap it up, but just if people want more information, go to drpepperpark.com.
Yes, buy tickets. drpepperpark.com. Like us on Facebook.
All right. Waynette Anderson, always good to see you, and thanks for joining
us
today.
Thank you.